Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, recovering politician, writing about the Republican nominee and his choice of a running mate, and overconfidence. That is a very good evening to you. Mr. Trump is famously confident. Overconfident? Why not? What do you measure right now as a Republican reaction to what appeared to be a festive nomination process and leaving Milwaukee with smiles on their faces? Good evening to you, Thaddeus.
Good evening to you, John. Well, I don't know that Mr. Trump is overconfident. But I do sense in some of his supporters that they were very confident heading into the election, and the attempted assassination of President Trump and the fact that he survived it also gave them a great sense of mission. So when you combine the sense of confidence and mission, you have to be very careful not to get overconfident or to believe that something is preordained. I think that what happened and Butler actually helped to mitigate some of the contentious issues that were out there. As you know, John, the Republican platform is not the same as it was over the course of several decades, especially with regard to the pro-life issue. If you look at the selection of vice president, that also could have been very contentious. But I think that what happened in Pennsylvania actually put things in a larger perspective, and the Republicans believe that they should put their differences aside, because the most important thing is to win in November. Mr. Trump himself is a great example of that. He's continuing to go forward. He's got the fighting spirit. And this was all predicated prior to what the Democrats have just recently done, which is to change horses in midstream, as you so aptly put it before. So at this point in time, I think that events have actually helped to mitigate the Republicans' overconfidence and give them a new challenge.
They're in uncharted territory here. To my reading of history, no presidential nominee has ever walked away from his or her campaign and said, "I endorse," which isn't quite the same as "I nominate." However, what do you measure Mr. Biden's role will be in the campaign? Will he stay silent? Will he be an active president? We have this opportunity now to judge the president running. I guess you'd have to say he's running his own vice president as an endorsement of his policy. Is that how to look upon this? It's Biden's policy with someone else talking about it?
There's a personal issue for Mr. Biden. There's a political issue for Mr. Biden and the party. The personal issue is his health.
Right.
Is he going to be able to handle the stamina of a campaign? What is his role going to be in terms of his ability to deliver on certain aspects of supporting the ticket? That's going to have to be very carefully managed. Again, one of the reasons that the Democrats are not running Mr. Biden, at least they purport to be one of the reasons, is concern about his mental acuity. So that's the personal side of it, is what can you expect from him as just in terms of his physical health? The other part of it is his policies are wildly unpopular. And I suppose if you're Donald Trump and the Republicans, you get to say to yourself, if we can't run against Biden, we can run against the next best thing, which is his vice president, who supports all the policies that have failed. And I believe she was also, correct me if I'm wrong, John, wasn't she also announced to have been in charge of the border?
Yes. Right away. Yes. First, that was early 21.
Yeah, great job. So I think we're going to continue to see that politically, you might want Mr. Biden not to play such a major role, because it reminds people that she's the vice president who supported the policies people do not like and led to him as one of the many factors, but a large factor in one of the reasons that he decided not to run.
Suburban women were the difference in 20. Do you expect the same, Thaddeus?
Well, suburban women, but I believe it was married women in particular.
Yes.
voted for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. I think, again, a large part of this is going to be, do women want Kamala Harris to be the first female president or not? They had that question put to them with Hillary Clinton. A majority of married suburban women said no. So we'll see if they've changed their mind, if they think that Kamala Harris was an improvement upon Hillary Clinton or not. But I think just as important, you have to make sure that, look, I believe like every voter, suburban women, urban men, everybody's basically going to vote on how the policies in place affect them. If they believe the policies of the Biden administration are working for them, they will vote for Kamala Harris and whoever she chooses as their vice president, assuming she gets the nomination. And I think that if they believe the policies are hurting them, they'll vote for Mr. Trump and Senator Vance. So I think it's still going to be based upon the policies of it, but there will be that aspect, a very important aspect. Is this the individual you would like to make history with, or would you rather wait for someone else?
The Republicans, what we have, say that they were anticipating this and are prepared to campaign against Senator, now Vice President Harris. The puzzle I have as a non-politician is that Senator Harris was 2 years in the Senate and immediately moved into being the vice president, which means the policies are not hers. They're President Biden. She enforces them or speaks about them. So she has a very thin record to run against. Is that a negative for the Republicans?
Well, you have the Biden record. She's vice president of it. She supported much of it when she was in the Senate. Remember, she was a progressive in the Senate.
Right.
I don't think that's particularly going to change. It certainly didn't change when she was vice president. So I think her support of past policies as a governor, as a senator from California, and I think that, and I think that her support of Mr. Biden's policies, she's certainly not on the record of opposing any of them. Look, if president, vice presidents like to run on the popular platform of a popular president who preceded them, she's going to have the contrary problem of running despite the unpopularity of the president she works with.
Very few vice presidents have been successful when they move up to the top of the ticket. We know, for example, Mr. Gore struggled in 2000. Richard Nixon struggled in 60, returned in 68 to be successful. And in history, we both know, vice presidents were not seen as successors. That didn't happen until Richard Nixon, in fact. So there is some history here to suggest that vice presidents do not make a sure thing candidate. Is that going to be a factor here? Are we so deep into the contention between the parties, history doesn't apply?
Well, early on, remember, John, back in 2020, the Democrats had an opportunity to nominate Kamala Harris in her own right for president of the United States, and she ran poorly amongst her own base. I think now, however, she's dealing against Donald Trump. I think it's been masterfully orchestrated so that even though she might not have been the first choice of Democrats in an open primary process, she's certainly going to have the support of the base behind her to run against Donald Trump.
Right.
I don't think we're going to see a lot of defections there. It's just going to be a question of whether the Democrats have been too cute by half by running Joe Biden. As we've long talked about, who was essentially going to be a one-term president. You might have tried to change their minds, but that didn't work. And so now they've got Kamala Harris the way they'd always hoped. It's 4 years later, but here we are.
That is McCotter, American Greatness. This is the Friends Pfister Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.